As we begin the new year and as we end the topic, prayer focus, strengthening families, we know that God loves to hear us speak his words and make them our own, apply to our lives and our families. What's a greater way to strengthen families, our own and others, than by saying his promises over them? Remember, out of the mouth can come life or death. Let's choose to speak life-giving words to those we hold so dear. Personalize his words in a petition, and let's watch God do a mighty move in our families. For a nation is only as strong as the families in it. So today we declare that as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Thank you, Lord, that you know the plans you have for my family to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Father, give each of our family members discerning hearts so that they and we may be able to distinguish between right and wrong. 1 Kings 3:9. My family, may they look to the Lord and his strength and seek his face always. Psalm 105:4. May our families trust in the Lord with all their hearts and lean not on their own understanding. In all their ways, submit to him, and he will make our paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Father, may our families listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end be wise, because many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails over my family. Proverbs 19:20-21. Father, we pray that my family flees from sexual immorality. Lord, give us the understanding that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you love my family and you have good plans for all of us, even those family members who have no idea who you are yet. May their eyes be open to your faithfulness in their lives. May they see your goodness, your tender, compassionate heart everywhere they turn. Exodus 34:6. We thank you that you are compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, and abound in faithfulness towards our families. Lord, your great love is the story you're telling with my family. May we come into a deeper understanding of your mercies today and how they are new toward us. May we come to know how deeply you love us and how you haven't turned your back on us and how you're working on our behalf. Lamentations 3:22-23. And God, you long for my family and others to know you even more than I do. You've arranged their lives so we can see you and feel our way toward you. May we start to understand how close, God, you are to us. You are not far away. You are right here listening to the cries of our heart. Jeremiah 3:19. And may this next year, as we believe on the Lord, that we and our household shall be saved and become living vessels, that because we are your God's field, God's planting, God's work masterpiece. And we thank you that you who began a good work in us will continue to do that work until the return of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6.